Chapter 5. She Needs Him to Talk to Her. Conversation. When Jill and Harry dated, it was just one long conversation. On days when they could not be together in person, they often talked on the phone, sometimes for an hour or more. They rarely planned formal dates because their real interest lay in seeing and talking with each other. Sometimes they got so busy talking, they forgot to do whatever they had planned for the evening. After their marriage, Jill and Harry found their conversations declining sharply. Both became involved in other things that took up more of their time. When they did have an opportunity to sit down and talk, Jill discovered Harry had less and less to say. When he came home from work, he generally buried his head in the newspaper, watched television, and went to bed early. It did not mean that Harry was uninterested in Jill or depressed about anything. He simply wanted to relax after a hard day at the office. "Honey," Jill said one day, "I really miss our talks. I wish we could talk more the way we used to." "Yeah," Harry replied, "I enjoyed those times too. What would you like to talk about?" That comment did not score as a deposit in Jill's love bank. She didn't say it, but she thought, if you don't know the answer to that question, then I guess we don't have anything to talk about. After that, Jill began to wonder why things had changed. Harry could still be talkative when he wanted to, for example, with a group of people at a ball game. He seemed to reserve his silence for her alone, and she found it hard not to resent it. Harry and Jill frequently spent time with Tom and Kay, a couple their same age in the neighborhood. Tom, Jill noticed, seemed to make a practice of directing his conversation to her. He seemed not to have any problem thinking of things to talk about. Over a period of time, Jill found that getting together with Tom and Kay had become a high point of her week. She looked forward to those times when she could talk about the various things in her mind. Tom always listened attentively and did a great job of holding up his half of the conversation. Whenever they found themselves in large groups, at parties for example, Tom would pick her out to be with and talk to. He would sit with Jill at meetings and invite her to special events they found mutually interesting. They became good friends. Of course, Tom accumulated a nice balance in Jill's love bank. As time went on, the friendship deepened, and soon Jill realized that it had become more than a friendship for her. Finally, one day, she tentatively told Tom she was becoming attached to him. "Jill," Tom replied, "I have been in love with you almost from the first time we met." Within a few weeks, Jill and Tom became deeply involved in an extramarital affair. Jill had come full circle. Tom moved in to fill a need Harry had met beautifully before marriage. For some reason, Harry's attentiveness through conversation had fallen apart after the wedding. As Jill reflected on the whole thing, she thought, "What a shame I can't have these kinds of conversations with Harry. We had them once, why not now?" Why won't my husband talk to me? I rarely have a man ask, "Why isn't my wife talking to me?" But I often hear, "Why isn't my husband talking to me?" from women. Men do not seem to have as great a need for conversation with their wives as women do with their husbands. Women, on the other hand, seem to enjoy conversation for its own sake. Many women will spend hours with each other on the telephone, while men rarely call each other just to chat and be brought up to date. Meetings and luncheons and other gatherings where the entire purpose seems to be talking about their personal concerns brings women much pleasure. When men gather in conclaves, they tend to talk about practical matters like fixing their cars, the best place to fish, or who holds first place in the sport of that season. They also like to exchange jokes and anecdotes. But they tend not to talk about themselves or their feelings. Why, then, do men find it so easy to talk to women when they date them? One obvious reason is that they want to make a good impression, and of course the women want to do the same. During dating and courtship, both eagerly demonstrate their abilities to be fun, witty, pleasant, and so on. Both feel highly motivated to discover what the other likes or dislikes. The man especially becomes uncharacteristically curious about his female companion. He wants to discover her feelings about things and to hear about her problems. He wants to know what will make her happy and content. In the same vein, he seeks to discover her interests. He wants to learn how to be attractive to her. Because he understands that she likes to be called, he promptly and regularly telephones whenever they cannot be together. This shows her how much he loves her and thinks